We're going to go back and look at the database that we started on Tuesday. Background noise for a few weeks. So we need to cope or move up closer if you want and whatever. But yes, it's there. What's best is then it gets, this is the new version. The old version was really loud. Right. This is actually mild, comparatively speaking. Comparatively speaking, yes. Okay, so bring it up. Was anybody not here on Tuesday? Okay. If you go to my website, and I've got created in a previous year. And if you save that, you can download it, and it's pretty much the same. So if you go and click on the thing that says created in 11 o'clock previous year, created in, doesn't matter which one you pick. Student.accpb is what I think I call yours. If you click on that and then save the file, then you'll have a copy of what, basically close to what we did. Okay? So if you don't have one, then you can get it by doing this. Again, create it in, download it, click on the save, and you can save it. Okay, so you can save it so you'll have a copy. But if you've got your own, I would open your own. If you have the one that you made, that's the one I would open. And I would open it in Access. So this is the one that I made last time. And if I click on the table, right click on it and say open, there's the data that I created. Okay, so I have 6 records out there, and that's the data that I created. If I click on this toggle, right under the word file, will either be a picture of the toolbox or a grid, and it's a toggle switch. So if I click on the toolbox, it shows me the structure. If I click on the grid, it shows me the grid. So I can toggle back and forth between the structure and the data by clicking on that little icon right underneath file. Okay, and that icon lets me toggle back and forth between the two. So, I have the database. It is made up of 5 fields. STU ID, STU name, major, GPA, number of courses. Okay, and those are my 5 fields. 3 of them are numbers, 2 of them are short text. And then down below, for each of them, I did a little bit more work with the field size. And I chose integer if it was a whole number, and I chose single if it was a decimal number, so that I could be specific. And for short text, I went down and I changed the default of 255 to something that was more realistic. And for the name, I changed it to 30. For the GPA, for the major, I changed it to 2. Okay? So that's my structure. Then once I finished the structure, I went over and clicked on View, and it asked me to save it, and I saved it and gave it the name Stu, And then I entered the data in basically a grid. So I now have data in my grid. Questions? Okay. So now I'm going to click on the little X over here that says close stew, and I'm closing it. I can open it again if I want to. So last time I created a query, and we're going to look at the query we created, and then we're going to create some other queries. I'm going to open that first in design view. If I just click on open, then I see the results. I'm going to open it in design view. So what I did here is I created a query, and we'll look at how we did that in a minute when I create another one. But the query includes the structure of the table that I'm going to use. So there is the structure. I dragged down the fields that I wanted, or I clicked on this down caret, and I got SKU ID number, SKU name, major, and GPA. And they're all in the table SKU. I made sure that the show is clicked so that I can see it in the output. If the show isn't clicked, I won't be able to see it in the output. It will be hidden. And then I said, okay, I want to check up on all the students that have a major of CI. And so I have an intersection here of criteria and major. And in the intersection of major, because that's the field I want to check, and the criteria that I want to check major for is to make sure that it has a CI. So I put the CI in there, and if it has a CI, it will display. If it doesn't have a CI, it will not display. A logic flowchart is something we're going to look at a lot this semester. A diamond means a decision. So what I'm asking basically is major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, I am going to display. That means I'm going to show the record if the major is CI. If the major is not CI, I'm not going to do anything. And then I join the yes and the no together. Okay? In our world, there are only two possibilities when we ask a question, yes or no. Mainly because we're not into artificial intelligence. Okay? But we've got major equals CI, yes, we display. If it's not equal to CI, we don't display. Okay? And so we're testing in the diamonds if major equals CI. Doing something is put in a parallelogram, although sometimes people put it in a rectangle, myself included. But a parallelogram is where I write the word display. So if the major is CI, I want to display the record. If the major is not CI, I don't. What do I want to display on the record? All of the data that I dragged down and set show. So I didn't drag down number of courses, so number of courses is not going to show. Okay. Questions. So if I now go and click on view, click on the grid, I will see the names of the students that were CI majors. Okay? The BU majors, and I had two BU majors, are not showing. I'm only showing the CI majors. Now, if I go back to the view of the tools, I see this. The CI is enclosed in quotes, because it is not a number. It's a string or character field, a text field. So it's enclosed in quotes. And you'll find that throughout programming. It's literals. It's a literal. I'm comparing to the literal CI. Okay, so it is a literal, and I'm comparing to the literal CI. And if a literal is a text, so a literal that is text is enclosed in quotes. And they do that to differentiate between field names that I have up here. These are field names. And I want to differentiate, because those are text as well. I want to differentiate between field names and literals that I'm testing and comparing. So I'm saying, is the major equal to CI? And then I saved this by clicking on the X over here, and it saved it. And then I can access it anytime I want, because I created this on Tuesday and I just accessed it. So if I click this X, it goes away. So now I'm going to create another query. And I'm going to click on Create. And then I'm going to click on Query Design. So when I'm creating a query, I click on Create, and then Query Design. It comes up with this Show Table box, and there's only one table, so there it is. I click on Add, and it adds the table. And then I click on Close, and I now have the table there. Now I want to bring down the fields that I want. So I'm going to bring down STU ID. This time I'm going to bring them all down. And again, I can click on this arrow here and do it that way. I don't know why, I just tend to bring them down, but it's probably easier to click on them down. Carrot there and bring it down that way. So now I have all of the fields done, okay? So now I'm going to compare, and I want to know if GPA is greater than 3. So I'm putting in the greater than symbol, and I'm asking for GPA greater than 3, okay? So my question is the GPA greater than 3? And when I come over here and view it with my grid, it shows those people, okay? So I have 4 people that have GPA greater than 3. 3 of them are CI majors, one of them is a BU major, okay? So I had 4 people that had a GPA greater than 3. Now I'm going to go back and hit on the tools and brings it up again. And this time I'm going to make a change to the query. I want all people that are majors of CI that have a GPA greater than 3. So I'm going to write major equals CI, and I need to put the quotes in. So I'm now saying I want to see everybody that is a CI major and has a GPA greater than 3. Putting them both on the criteria line gives me the AND relationship. So this is an AND relationship. I need them to be CI, so I'm going to test for that. Is the major equal the CI? And if the answer is yes, then I also want to know, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer to that is yes, then I am going to display. So if I get a yes to both of those, I am going to display. A yes to the major equals CI, and a yes to the GPA greater than 3. If I get a no to the GPA, then I do nothing. And I close up. I ask about that inner decision and close it up. If I get a no to the major, then I am also doing nothing. Okay? And I'm closing that up as well. So I've got an and relationship here. If the major is CI and the GPA is greater than 3, then I am going to display. Okay. So I'm looking for a major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3. Questions? I'm going to take attendance today, so it suddenly dawned on me, I haven't taken attendance in a while, I want to take attendance. Again, this is a student option class. So you can come or not come. I'm just taking attendance because I have to let them know in this end of this week, or actually next week, whether people are really in the class or not. And I have to withdraw people that aren't in the class. So attendance is one way of telling that you're really in the class. But remember, please, you are supposed to send me an email once a week. And some people have not been doing that. I have not heard from them. So I need an email once a week, even if you're in class, because I don't know who to take attendance. You have to send me an email once a week. And it can be an assignment. I just have to receive something from you every week that tells me you're still in class. That's fine. Okay, so please, if you haven't been sending me emails, start doing it. I want one once a week. Okay, so back to what I was actually talking about. That's an and relationship. Okay, so now I'm going to change things a little bit. But first we're going to look at the results. So if I click on the grid, I am now seeing CI majors with a GPA greater than 3. Yes? It's floating around someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It will make it over here eventually. Okay, so these are CI and GPA greater than 3. That's what's showing up here. Major equals CI. And GPA is greater than 3. Notice that when I wrote that, because GPA is a number, I did not put it in quotes. Okay? I do not put numbers in quotes. So now I'm going to save this, and so I click on the X to close it. It asks, do you want to save it? And I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say and save it. So this is an and relationship, so I just save it under the word and. So I now have it over here under the word and. You can give it. I just am calling it an and. So now I'm going to create another one. So I go through the create, query design, add this, close, bring down everything. And now I'm going to do an OR relationship. So I'm going to say, if the major is BU, or, and notice OR is the next line down from criteria, or the GPA is greater than 3. So I am looking for either BU or GPA greater than 3. So I am looking here for, is the major BU? And if it is, then I want to display. Because I want one or the other. So if it's BU, I want to display. If it's not BU, I have another chance. And that is the GPA greater than 3? And if it is, then I display. If I get a second no, then I'm doing nothing. And I connect the yes and the no on the second question, and then I connect the yes and the no on the first total question. Okay, so if the major is BU, I display. If the GPA is greater than 3, I display. I have two possibilities. Criteria of BU or criteria of greater than 3. And I can display either, okay? Either one of those. It's one or the other. So this is an OR relationship. That is an OR relationship. So when I look at the results of this, I have 2 BUs and I have 3 CIs because they had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so this was, I wanted BU or GPA greater than 3. So anybody that wasn't a BU could get up there if they had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so now let's go back. And change this to make it a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so now I've got a GPA greater than 3.5, and I'm going to view that, and now I've only got one CI major because the others were 3.2, 3.3. That's not greater than 3.5. So I only have one of the CIs, okay? So again, this is an OR relationship. Okay, so now I want to save this. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. I'm going to call that OR. And I've now saved that. So I've now got 3 queries saved. So now I want to create one, and I'm going to say create query design and add this, close. Thank you. Yeah. and I'm bringing down again everything. So now let's say that I want to have CI meters. And GPA greater than 3.5 I will display. If they're not CI majors, I'm going to check for number of courses greater than 10. And if the number of courses is greater than 10, I want to display. Notice I joined the yes and the no for the two lower questions. And then I go back and I join the yes for major, which comes out here, and the no, which comes out here. And I join them that way. So I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. And I want anybody else, if they're not a CI major, then I want to find out the number of courses greater than 10. So for non-CI majors, I want to know if the number of courses are greater than 10. Try putting that up and seeing how you think you could set that up. So I've got there, I want CI and GPA greater than 3.5. Or if it's not CI, I want number of courses greater than 10. Actually, that's a hard one. I need to do an easier one than that. So let's see how you're doing. Keep in mind, to make this one a little easier, because I did give you kind of a hard one here, that there are only two kinds. There are CI and BU. So if it's not a CI, it has to be a BU. So what I'm looking for here, really, is a BU major that has number of courses greater than 10. Because I only had those two majors. That might make it a little bit easier to think about. Okay, so what did somebody do? Tell me what you think might work. What should I put on the criteria line? CI. Because I'm starting out here and I'm looking at the first question and saying I want CI. So on the criteria line, I'm going to put CI. And what do I want if there are a CI major in order to display? Yeah. Right, I want a GPA that's greater than 3.5. So I'm going to put in here a GPA of greater than 3.5. Okay, and we know that actually gets one person. So that takes care of that. Now, if they're not a CI major, that's going to be down on the old line. And so as I told you, the easiest way to do this is probably to say, if they are a BU major, because I know that I've only got CI and BU. Okay, those are the only two majors that I have. So if they're a BU major, they need to have number of courses greater than 10. So over here, under number of courses, I'm going to put, okay, and it's not going to let me do that, so I will clear out the smart ink. Under here, under number of courses, I've got greater than 10. Okay? So I basically said they have to be a CI major with a GPA of greater than 3.5. Or the only other group I have is a BU, and I can have a BU major with a number of courses greater than 10. Okay? So I want one of those two things. I either want a CI major that has greater than 3.5 or a BU major that has greater than 10. So I can put things on the criteria line and then I can put other things on the other line. The other thing I could have said here is if there was not a CI major instead of doing BU, but it's a little easier to do BU. So that's why I decided to do that. Okay, so now I can go and look, and all I got was one CI major. Okay, so apparently there aren't any BU majors that have number of courses greater than 10. So I'm going to go back over here and say, okay, let's try that with a 5 and see if that gives me anything. So I'm going to try that with a 5 and come over and view. And now I picked up Linda Ames, who actually had 10, but 10 isn't greater than 10. So I picked up Linda Ames, who's a BU major, and had greater than 5, because they had 10. Oh, actually, I meant to save that. Oh, well. So now I'm going to create another query and add this table, close. And now I'm going to say I want to have the major of CI and either. Okay, I want a CI major okay? I want either the GPA greater than 3.5 or the number of courses greater than, we'll say, 10, try that. So I want to have, everybody has to be a CI major, okay? My dean said, I want a CI major, and I want to know all the CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3.5 or a number of courses greater than 10. So try figuring out that. We'll look at the flowchart and the code in a minute. This one is a tricky one, too. And if you think you've got it, try it and see if you get the right results. Okay, that's why you've got your database open, so you can try it and see if you get the right results. Okay, I've got one person that didn't sign the attendance. So on their way out, did you sign the attendance if you didn't sign it already? Because there's 21 people sitting here and 20 names on the attendance list. Huh? I counted. Okay. I think I counted right. CI major in either of these. Did everybody get something to work? First of all, when I look at this and draw out the logic flowchart is what people use if they're trying to figure out logic. Okay, so I've got that I want it to be a CI major. Okay? Wait, he went over. Okay. So if it has to be a CI major, so there's my yes, and that has to be true. If it's not true, I have nothing to do. CI major in either GPA. So I'm saying, okay, is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if it is, I am going to display. But I said there was another alternative, and that is that the number of courses could be greater than 10. But they still have to be a CI major. So if they're a CI major and the GPA greater than 3.5, they have another chance. And the other chance is the number of courses greater than 10. And if the number of courses are greater than 10, they also display. And if I get a no to that, okay, it's my turn. If I get a no to that, then I have nothing to do. So I close this up. Then I back up a decision, and I close up its yes and its no. And then I back up a decision and close up its yes with its no. And that's how I close the flowchart. Probably the hardest part of the flowchart is closing it. So I have here, if it's a CI major, then I continue on. And the GPA has to either be greater than 3.5, or the number of courses has to be greater than 10. So if I get a yes to either of those, I want to display. If they're not a CI major, I'm out of there. If they are a CI major, they have two chances to get to display. Okay? So now I have to put that in down below. So what should I do? What am I going to test for first, and where should I put it? Some brave soul, yeah. So put CI major on the criteria line. Okay, what else do I do? Yeah.
Put greater than 3.5 on the same line.
Okay, under GPA, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, is that going to work? Yeah. Yes. I have to put the CI on the OR line as well. Because CI has to be true. Okay? If I didn't have the CI there, it would read this as CI and GP greater than 3.5, or just number of courses greater than 10, and I don't care what the major is. But since I care what the major is, I have to say CI again, and say CI is greater than 10. Okay? CI and number of courses is greater than 10. And so if I try this, I got actually three CIs, but I didn't get any BUs. But I said CI is greater than 3.5. So CI and greater than 3.5 only got me this one, right? That one got me that one. These two are because CI and number of courses greater than 10. So those showed up because they were CI and number of courses greater than 10. And nobody showed up that wasn't a CI major. Okay? So those are the two criteria that showed up there. Okay? So I'm going to save that query. And I'm going to create another one, query design. not want to come down. Okay. There is a third thing that I can do. So let's say that I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. I want CI majors with a number of courses greater than 10. And I also want BU majors with a GPA greater than 2.5. I want those three things now. Okay? So, we know already how to get the first two. So we put in here CI, because we've already done that, CI and the GPA greater than 3.5. And we put in here CI, and we put in number of courses greater than 10. Okay, and now we can assume that the next line that doesn't have anything added after it can also be treated as an OR line. So we can say we need another line, and we're going to treat that as an OR line. So that line at the bottom can be treated as an OR line. So I'm going to put in BU, and I'm going to put a GPA greater than 2.5. So now I've got three possibilities. So I can keep going down, and all of those are OR lines if I need them. Okay, so all of the lines beneath the OR are additional OR lines if I need them. Questions. Okay, so I've got the three that I had before. And now I'm taking up the BU that has a GPA greater than 2.5. So I'm picking up the third thing that I had. This one got there because it was BU and a GPA greater than 2.5. So that got there through that. Questions. Okay, this is the user interface. And the user interface is set up for users without an awful lot of training to be able to access. Okay? But what happens when I set these up? Is that behind the scenes, Access turns these into a database language called SQL. So behind the scenes, Access makes these into SQL or SQL. It can be pronounced either way. It's about a 50-50 whether people like SQL or SQL. SQL is a language that actually, if you read about what employers are looking for, SQL falls very high on the list. People want SQL. They want you to know SQL because SQL is the way that you access the data in a database. The user interface is limited. It lets you do a little. but it doesn't give you complete power. SQL gives you far more power to get anything other than the database. Okay? So we're going to look at a little bit of SQL. Okay? I should stop now and say next Tuesday, I'm going to break you up into groups, and you're going to work on a access project where I've given you a lot of access problems to solve, and I'm going to have you solve those in groups of three, preferably, because three people can look at one computer screen. We're going to break up into groups of three and work on some more of the access user interface. So that's where we're going to do the practicing of how to use access. Okay, so for now, I'm going to start looking at SQL. So I'm going to say create query design, and I'm going to add the table and close. And then I'm going to pick over here SQL view. Okay. Now this is hard to read, so I'm going to go into Notepad. And the reason I'm pasting this, what it says, into Notepad is so that you can read it a little better. Well, 16 is okay. Okay, so I'm pasting what this says, which is very hard to read back there, into here. And what it says is it says select from the SQL. So the select verb means I want to go in and find certain records. And right now, the only information I gave them was I clicked on the student table, and so it knows I'm going to be using the student table. Okay, I clicked on the student table, and then I went, and after I clicked on the student table, I went in and clicked on SQL. Up here at the top, I clicked on SQL. Okay, so I clicked on the SQL view, and that brought it up. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an asterisk in here. And it's saying select asterisk from STU means select everything from STU. Okay? So I'm saying select asterisk from STU. So I'm going to come over here and change this to say select asterisk. And then I'm going to do what I did before. I'm going to view it. And there are all my records because I selected asterisks from STU. So I'm seeing all of the records. Okay, there are all of the records. And if I want to save this, which I will do, and I will call it all SQL. So again, what I do is I say create query design. I add the table. And then I go over here and pick SQL view. And it gives me the SQL view. So once I add the table, I use SQL view. Actually, I should have closed before it, and then it would have just seen the select, and I have to look at the front. Okay? So now I've got select, and I can pick the fields that I want. So I can pick STU ID, STU name, major, GPA. So that's telling it those are the fields I want to see. When I said select asterisks, it gave me everything. if I want only certain fields, I can do it this way. And so if I run this, I can either hit view or run. If I hit view, all right, I got, that's good. I didn't mean to do that, but I did. Notice it came up and said enter parameter value. Stu ID it didn't like. Why didn't it like it? Because it doesn't exist. Okay? If you go back to the table, I think I called it IDNO. Okay, I think I called it IDNO. So I got the wrong name there. So now let's try to run it and see if I remembered. And now it worked. So if you get the wrong name, it gives you a shout. And you have to fix the name. So now notice I'm indicating Stu ID, Stu name, major GPA. Okay, so I'm getting those particular fields. And I'm getting all of the records. Okay. So now I'm going to save that. Yes. Four fields SQL. And save it. Okay, so now I'm going to create query design. And again, I could close right now. And then go over to SQL view, and all it has is the select. So at that point, I have to put in the from Stu, because it only gave me the select. And if I want more information, I have to give it to it. So I'm going to say I want to put in the from Stu, and then I'm going to put in a where. And the where clause lets me do the same kind of specifications that I did under the criteria in all lines. So I can say where major equals CI. Notice the semicolon at the end. It's been at the end on all of these. So I'm saying select student ID number, student name, major GPA from Stu, where major equals CI. Okay, so I'm getting the CI majors. So I'm going to copy that and paste it over here. What did I do? And if I run this, I'm only seeing CI majors. So I said select those fields where the major equals CI. And I don't know what I just did. Okay. Where the major equals CI. Now, what do you think I put in there that if major equals CI and GPA greater than 3? Try it. Try changing this to say that I want the major CI and the GPA greater than 3. Thank you. and then test it and see if it works. So I'm going to say when major equals CI, and then I need to have an AND. And GPA is greater than, what did I say, 3?
3.5.
3.5, okay, whatever. So now I have AND GPA is greater than 3.5. Okay, and remember the semicolon only comes at the end. So only put the semicolon at the end. Don't leave it where it was, which is after the from. Now notice when I write these, I put the parts of it that are commands in caps, and I put the rest in lowercase. It doesn't really care. Okay? You can have all of the commands in lowercase as well. So it doesn't really care. I just think it makes the commands stand out a little better when they're in caps and the rest is in lowercase. Okay, so now I'm going to copy this. And I'm going to go back to the SQL view. And I'm going to paste it in. And I am going to view or run it. And I got what I thought I would get because we've tried it already. The one record that was a CI record with the GPA greater than 3.5. Okay. So now start from scratch and create one with an OR in it. CI or GPA greater than 3 or something like that. The one that we did last time, and I don't remember exactly what it is. But start from scratch. Don't just fix this one up. Create a new query and put an OR relationship in it. Thank you.
the assets for this database. How long you just appear. So that's right. The asterisk means everything. If you don't want everything, then you list the fields. So it's one or the other. You can't say everything because then you list the fields. That's not a good thing.
Is that right?
So I say create, query design, close, SQL view, and if I want two things, I can simply change that to an or. And I think when we did it, we had the GPA greater than 3 there. Okay, so if that's what I want, I come over here and I copy and paste. And then I can run this. And that shows everybody that is either CI or the BU made it in there because they had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so the OR. All my CIs up there because they were CI. Anybody who wasn't CI had to have a GPA greater than 3. And so the one that isn't CI has a GPA greater than 3. Okay, the other one that we did, if I'm remembering it correctly, was we had CI and GPA greater than 3.5 maybe. Or BU and NUM courses greater than 10. I think that I'm remembering it either fairly close to what it was. CI and GPA greater than something, and that's what I don't remember. Or BU and number of courses greater than 10. And so if I go back to the SQL view, major equals CPI or major equals, okay. You need to repeat the name. I had just put the BU there, which was bad. Okay. You need to always give the three paths. The three paths are the two things that are equal and the relationship. Okay, the two things are comparing them, the relationship. And I left out major equals BU, and so it yelled at me. Okay, so if I now run this, I don't see my error there. Okay, let's look at it. Where major equals CI, and GPA is greater than 3.5, or major equals BU and number of courses greater than 10. Ah, it wasn't even there that was the problem. I forgot the comma up there. This is the kind of thing that drives you crazy. You look at it, looks fine to me.
I missed the comma up here. Okay, I added in number of horses, I forgot to get the comma. So I got myself in trouble because I was modifying something that existed, and I kept forgetting how I was modifying it. And that's the kind of thing that keeps you up late at night, trying to figure out why it's not working. And I shouldn't say that yet. I should try it and see if I manage to catch all the errors. Yay, I got it. Okay, number of courses greater than 10 apparently didn't happen. I think we maybe changed it to 5. So I'm going to change this to 5. Because I would like to get a BU in there, and now I've got a BU in there. So select student ID number, student name, major, GPA, number of courses, all separate in the commas. From STU, when major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3.5, or major equals BU and number of courses is greater than 5. Okay. The key thing here is that ands are resolved before ors. Okay? Ands are resolved before ors. So what it does is it groups those two first. Then it groups these two next. And then finally it says one of these groups or the other of these groups. One of these groups or the other of these groups. And we are out of time, so we're going to stop here. You are going to have an open lab or an open time when to work on groups to solving some user interface problems on Tuesday. I'll return to SQL on Thursday and we'll finish up some more things I want to do about SQL, including looking again at this ands/ors. And if I don't remember to do the ands/ors again, nag me.